Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
As immigration enforcement has ramped up around the Chicago area, photojournalists have been up close and sometimes even caught in the middle. Chicago Sun-Times photojournalist Anthony Vasquez was on the scene earlier this week when federal immigration agents tear gassed protesters and Chicago police officers on Chicago's far southeast side. Vasquez joins us now to talk about what he's been seeing on the ground and how he does this work under very difficult circumstances. Anthony, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, you actually have a military background. Can you tell us about that and how you became a photojournalist?
Yeah, so I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, from 2010 to 2014. And I kind of initially joined just because I wasn't sure what I was going to major in and anything. And so I was like, my friends did it. So I was like, well, let's see what it's all about. And so I joined. And it was honestly during my time in the Marine Corps is when I kind of learned and, well, through my experiences, like sought out journalism because I was like, you know, I had one particular experience that like people need to like know about this situation that's going on in Afghanistan. And so then I was like, maybe I can pursue journalism after I'm done with my 4 years here because I feel like that's an important piece for society to have journalists talk about things that are going on in our world. So that's actually what got me towards journalism.
I do want to ask you, since you were on Chicago's East Side neighborhood on Tuesday, that's where protesters and Chicago police officers were tear gassed by federal agents after a car chase and a collision. That neighborhood is on the far south side near the Indiana state line. Anthony, will you walk us through what you saw through the eyes of a photographer?
Yeah, I think I should start like prior to even getting there. I was talking to a colleague about this, is that now each day kind of like I dress for what might happen that day. So like right now I'm wearing a long sleeve button up shirt and I'm wearing it because it's like, what if I need to take it off, put on a vest quick and then cover it? And then, you know, what I'm wearing glasses because, you know, I can't wear contacts because of tear gas. So it's like I'm kind of changing my day to day just based on what might happen. So on that day in particular, you know, I was kind of the same situation, had everything I needed just in case. And then I got the call that there was something going on in East Side. So when I got the call, I headed down to the neighborhood. And then when I got there, I was taking photos, walking around, checking out the scene for about 10 minutes. And then there was just protesters, you know, on the block surrounding federal agents as they were investigating the scene of the crash. And then something just set it off. I don't know exactly. It's either someone threw something or something, but something set it off. And then you had federal agents kind of chasing into the crowd of protesters to catch this individual. And so I took chase after the federal agent to see what was going on and what was going to happen. And so then it became apparent that they were chasing this one individual down the sidewalk. And then so he just kind of caught up to him. And then other agents came up as well. And they just kind of tackled and held this protester, which we now know as the 15-year-old child, to the ground. And while they were holding him down, other protesters also, you know, were trying to pull them off the young child, trying to free him. And so there's some back and forth between other federal agents and the protesters.
Let's talk about one of the pictures that you took that day, which shows a man surrounded by federal immigration agents. He's got his hands up, but there's a crowd control weapon pointed directly at him by those agents. How did you capture that moment?
Yeah, so, you know, it goes back to that initial, when they were holding down that 15-year-old kid, others were trying to come and like push away federal agents off the kid. And so one of the protesters that came over, almost made it there, but then federal agents kind of held him back and he was kind of trying to fight his way back to get to this 15-year-old. And so that's when the other, you know, federal agent kind of raised up his weapon and pointed it at him. And then that's when, you know, he put up his hands, you know, to like have him not shoot him. And I think during that whole moment, you know, I was photographing both what was going on to my left, which is the detainment of the 15-year-old, but also watching, keeping an eye on what was going on to my right, which is what was going on between that federal agent and that other protester. And I was just kind of, you know, going back and forth, taking photos of the situation because I didn't know which one was going to escalate, right? I didn't know if that agent was going to shoot that other protester, right? Because when you see that weapon up, it's like, I don't know, it's a split-second decision whether or not he decides to pull the trigger. So just keeping my eye on it and just photographing the whole time prior, during, and after, and just following them until they took him back to the containment area for the scene.
Your recent photos have just been going viral everywhere. They've been cited by Governor J.B. Pritzker and a federal judge that's been questioning ICE's aggressive tactics. But this is not the first time that we've seen your work documenting what's happening right now in the Chicago area. You also took pictures in Brighton Park, Broadview, like you have mentioned, outside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. What feels different this moment in your time as a photographer?
I think just being able to capture the moment that, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the aggressive tactics that ICE agents were using against protesters. And in the past, I think it's just been, as other photographers, other journalists, kind of like been standing in the periphery because we've been a little bit afraid of getting too close to what's actually happening. And then this, just being in a neighborhood, being so up close and upfront with that, with the interactions between the agents and protesters, and then capturing this moment of protesters being defenseless, you know, in a way. It's just, I think, hits more for people when they see that, where it's like they see a 15-year-old boy kind of held pinned down to the ground and then others with their hands up. And I think just that visual moment, you know, kind of hits hard for some for people, as opposed to others in the past where you've just kind of gotten it from a distance and maybe you see some of the damage or like some people with like bruises and stuff, but like this, seeing it up close is different. And like seeing kind of the fear in the protesters' eyes, you know, is different.
How do you stay safe in the midst of kind of chaotic events while you're still trying to do your job?
Yeah, I think, I said situational awareness goes a long way. You just have to be hyper vigilant and just kind of keep your eyes on both sides and just know that, you know, things can go pretty bad pretty quickly. And you just kind of have to be ready to either decide to stay or run, you know, just for your own safety. And then also, you know, the proper PPE, I think wearing a gas mask, you know, helps a lot. I mean, the tear gas that they throw out really disables an individual because it's like you can't see, your eyes burn, you can't breathe. And so just having all the proper, you know, PPE, helmet, everything, and then just knowing that, yeah, you might get hit by a rubber bullet, pellet, or pepper ball, and just kind of understanding that that's something that's a risk, and, you know, doing what you can to mitigate that and avoid that.
Anthony, thanks for going out and covering these stories and bringing these images to our readers and our listeners.
Thank you.
That's Sun-Times photojournalist Anthony Vasquez. You can see Anthony's photos at suntimes.com and wbez.org. This is WBEZ.